Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are finally here. The week of the 2018 NFL Draft. Highly, highly, highly anticipated here in the New York area. And one of the guys that's been analyzing it is Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network. You'd follow him on Twitter at Move the Sticks. And NFL Network will, of course, provide live coverage of the NFL Draft from Dallas Thursday through Saturday. Fox will air NFL Network's coverage of rounds 1-3. Daniel, Joe, and Evan, how you been?
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
What's going on, guys? Great to talk to you again.
Hey, pleasure's all ours. All right, let's. Right away, give me the top three picks in the draft right now, the way you see it playing out.
This is the crazy thing, man. I've never been this close to a draft and had less settled at the top, so it's purely guesswork. I would still say, though, Darnold, Barkley, Mayfield would be my guess for the top three.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So I would, it'll be interesting to see that there's so many different pivot points. The Giants, if Darnold somehow doesn't go one, I think that's, you know, okay, now there's a chance they do take a quarterback there. I think if Darnold's gone, it sure feels like that the decision will be Saquon Barkley there.
Let's go right to the top, because Sam Darnold feels like a number one overall pick. He feels like and I guess nothing is safe, because you never know. Sam Darnold could be a bust. Yeah. Anybody could be a bust.
Yep.
What about Josh Allen would draw the Cleveland Browns into making such a controversial decision to go with the more raw guy, the guy who went to the smaller school, the guy who has all the inaccuracy issues? What would drive them to make an Allen over Darnold decision?
That's a great question. You know, I view him as the fourth quarterback in the class. I do recognize the upside and the potential there, and I think that's, in terms of what they're drawn to, I think it's the fact, hey, we got Tyrod Taylor, so let's make this decision not who the best quarterback is right now, but who we believe will be the best quarterback in a year and a half, 2 years, when we'll need him to play. And so it's definitely betting on the future in a big way there with Josh Allen. But I think when you kind of look at John Dorsey and his past and his history, he has a lot of things he covets in terms of just, you know, being a real physical guy with a huge arm and the big hands, all that stuff that's been out there and been said. He kind of fits the profile for John Dorsey. My thing is, man, it's a risk. I think Sam Darnold, I've said it a bunch, I think at worst he's a double off the wall. Josh Allen, you might hit it out of the stadium, but you might be three up, three down there too, and be sitting back in the dugout. So there's major risk involved there.
All right, what's the possibility, Daniel, of the Bills, and I'm specifically zoning in on them because they got a couple picks in the first round, moving up to try to make a deal with the Giants to get to two to get a quarterback? Do you see that as a possibility?
I don't see the Giants going back to 12. It's possible, no question. I don't think they would want to go quite back that far. But the other way about it is, you know, we kicked around the idea on past the draft last week about, you know, could you pull off a three-team trade? Happens in the NBA all the time. It's totally legal. And maybe it doesn't end up being an actual three-team trade, but it could very easily be a situation where they go back to 12. They collect so many assets that they could just part with a couple of those assets and still try and get back up into that 6-7 range to get a premier guy.
Mm. When the Giants make a decision at two, and let's say it's not a quarterback, like you said, Sam Darnold goes number one. Okay, they're set. They don't love the three other guys. And you've got Saquon Barkley, who many have said, hey, this is the most talented guy in the draft. You got a guy like Bradley Chubb who can get to the quarterback. What goes into that decision between picking between those two guys? Because they both seem, I think if you're the Giants, you're going to walk away Thursday night feeling damn good about yourself, because you're going to end up with some player that, as Gettleman says, maybe you envision wearing the jacket 20 years from now as a Hall of Famer. But what goes into debating Chubb versus Barkley in your mind?
Well, I mean, there's so many different factors that go into it. I think, though, so many things point towards Barkley just being the best player in the draft. The one reason that, you know, I could see this debate happening inside the room, I've been in there when this type of stuff happens, is the supply and demand argument, and just saying, hey, you know, he is clearly the best edge rusher. There's a drop off after him, and the edge rushers we'll be looking at in the subsequent rounds, don't get me fired up or excited at all, but you look at the running back group, man, there's going to be running backs in the second, third, fourth round that are pretty darn good. So that could be the one argument in favor of Chubb. But I think at the end of the day, I just think it'll be, hey, this is Saquon Barkley's such a rare guy. Guys like this don't come around very often. And it's, you know, hates he can't miss, but it'd be tough to screw that one up with that kid. As good as he is on the field, he's wired the right way, too.
All right, so you got the Jets taking Mayfield at 3. Do you like Mayfield better than Rosen and Allen?
I have Rosen second. So I have Darnold 1. Rosen second. I would take Rosen there if I were the Jets.
But you think the Jets are taking Mayfield?
Yeah, that's just based off, you know, people around the league and, you know, what that's worth right about now. I have no clue.
Right.
What do you love about Josh Rosen?
Man, I just think he's when especially when everything is on schedule and the design of the offense, he's the best one. I mean, just every kind of throw you can make, it's really teaching tape. When you watch him, just with his footwork, his setup, his release, the velocity he can throw with, he can change speeds. I mean, he's the most talented thrower, no question. The issues arise when you got to get off schedule, you get some pressure. He's not going to be real creative to make things happen, and kind of the way in the weeds nitpicking thing. When he doesn't have the space to transfer his weight from his back to his front, he's a different quarterback. So you got to invest in the offensive line around him. And that might take a little time there for the Jets to get that right. But, man, if you could get good up front, he could be a big-time player.
So where do you see Rosen go? So if you got the top three of Donald, Barkley, and Mayfield to the Jets, obviously yeah. Cleveland's not taking a quarterback at 4. Where do you see him going? Are you going to see him Denver at 5? Is that what you see with him?
I really think just the way it looks right now, that we're going to see 4 of the top 6 being quarterbacks.
Right.
At least one team coming up, maybe 2. And those spots are 5 and 6, maybe even 4, although I doubt it. I think the Browns will stick and pick.
Right.
And probably end up with Chubb in that scenario. But I just think Denver either takes a quarterback or they could get out of there. And then you look at Indianapolis, who's going to be sitting on a lottery ticket once again, and they can get out of there.
We're talking to Daniel Jeremiah. I know the Browns, assuming they stick and they take a quarterback 1, those two assumptions, which I think are fair, they pick up either Chubb or Barkley, whoever the Giants don't take. Any idea who their preference is between the two?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of going to be a choice. It's not left up to them. It doesn't look like. So I've spent too much time to say, hey, we love both these guys, and we know we're going to get one of them if some crazy opportunity happens and they're both staring there. Obviously, they'll have to sort that out. I have Barkley as the number 1 player in the draft. Chubb is the number 2 player. Although, because of that supply-demand thing and just the intrigue of being able to pair him up with Myles Garrett and then have Emmanuel Ogba as well, I would think the Browns will have an identity. You go get him, now you've got an identity, and it's up front where you want to be.
They got an identity. It's called losing all the time.
That's not an identity they want.
Right.
A lot of bad teams. The Knicks have an identity, too. It's just not a good one.
Right.
You know what's funny? You're right, and we just said it, that they're not going to have a choice. They're likely going to have to just take who's there. They're the ones who can make it a choice, though, because if they take Allen number 1 and the Giants go with Darnold, the Jets are still taking a quarterback, boom, then it's up to them. So they're the ones who can decide on having to make a decision between the two of them at 4.
Yeah, no question. And the only problem with that is you get contract extensions or get fired based on how that quarterback plays, not how many yards your running back rushes for. They're going to have to hit on the quarterback. So that's why I think I'd be shocked if they didn't do it at 1. They've got to find the one they love and go ahead and make that happen.
Lamar Jackson, first round pick.
You know, it's funny. I did the last mock draft I did. I did not have him in the first round, and people lost their minds. And I said, look, I actually believe he's going to go in the first round. I just don't know where to put him. I don't know if somebody's coming back in for him. I think there's definitely interest. The 3 teams that come to mind, Ravens, I think 16, the Bengals, where they are, and then you look at potentially the Patriots with one of their 2 picks. Those are the 3 teams that come up the most.
Really?
I do think he'll go in the first round, but trying to pinpoint where that is, I can't find the spot.
How about Quentin Nelson? You know, we've heard that the Giants would be intrigued by taking a guy with the talent of that, but at 2, they're not. Where does a player, a guard, a safe pick like Quentin Nelson end up falling?
Well, I think if the Colts got stuck and didn't get out at 6, I could definitely see it there. I think he'll go 6, 7, 8. I really do. I think he lands in one of those 3 spots. I can't see Tampa passing on him at 7, and then his, you know, his old coach, his old line coach with the Bears. I can't see that. It'd be a revolt if they didn't take him. So I just think the whole Bears offseason has been about trying to prop up Mitchell Trubisky and giving him weapons on the outside, and Allen Robinson, give him a talented tight end, Trey Burton. To me, this would be kind of the finishing touches to their offseason if they got, you know, the best offensive lineman in the draft and Quentin Nelson.
Talking NFL draft with Daniel Jeremiah. How about the power? I want to get off the draft for a second. Do you see the Patriots trading Gronkowski before all is said and done?
I don't know. That's how nuts this draft is. Like, not only do we have all these quarterbacks and talks of trading the quarterbacks, like, the veteran names you hear floating, you know, it could potentially happen based off no concrete evidence. If Gronk gets traded, I mean, it'll explode inside the Dallas Stadium, their home. I just can't see it. I can't see it happening, but you definitely hear rumblings.
Do you hear rumblings about the Patriots finding a quarterback as they need to find their replacement for Jimmy Garoppolo, their replacement on being the heir for Tom Brady? So are you hearing about them being aggressive in any specific quarterbacks they like?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with them is if they wanted one of those top four guys, that's a long way to go from where they're picking. So I just don't know how they pull that off. I would keep an eye on them definitely if one of those top four started to slide. Now you get down into that 9-10 range where you're talking about San Francisco and Oakland. Maybe that could be a partner. Who knows for them there. But I just think those four quarterbacks are going to be gone so quick they'll be in no man's land. And then they just have the choice of whether they want to, you know, what they want to totally make a philosophical change and go in a different direction and go Lamar Jackson, or I think probably more likely at 31 or trading back into the second round, you look at that next tier of guys with the Luke Falks and the Mason Rudolphs in that group.
So Daniel, you think that in the first six picks, the top four quarterbacks will all be gone? That's what you think?
I think that's where we are right now. That's kind of where it looks like things are trending.
So the Jets were right then for trading up.
No question.
They were right for not messing around.
No doubt about it. They had to.
Yeah, you got to get one. And what's, bird in the hand, right? So you got to get it, and get up there and know you're going to get one of those three instead of waiting and hoping you're going to get a deal done to get up higher than that, which might not ever happen. So you take the opportunity that was presented, and I think in the long run it will be a smart move.
Yeah.
No shot the Browns do anything with number one, right? They're not going to, go back to three with the Jets. Because I know you're not in favor of that, Joe, but at this point, if you're Mike McCagnan, who knows? Maybe you go all in and say, hey, let me try to get to number one. That's not on the table in your mind?
No, here's the one scenario I would say with the Jets that I would keep an eye on is because you hear the two quarterbacks mentioned with the Jets a lot. You hear Darnold and Mayfield.
Right.
So if you really are Darnold, Mayfield, or bust, then if for some reason Mayfield, which you don't rule out anything right now in this draft, if Mayfield went one and surprised us, then do you sit there and say, well, the Giants could very easily call and say, look, there's a lot of people that want to come up for Sam Darnold. So we prefer just to swap with you because we don't want to move too far. So you got to give us a pick or two. And come up one spot.
The Giants are never trading the potential franchise quarterback to the Jets. That is never not in this. I'm a Jet fan for 60 years. There is no shot in hell that the Giants would ever do that. Ever.
Well, then they could royally screw them and then trade with Denver or whoever else wanted to.
Right.
Come up to two.
That's what they would do. That's what they would do. Absolutely.
But it's going to be – there's so many scenarios flying around right now. I can't remember a year. Normally it's like, okay, it's this guy or that guy.
Right.
You know, we're 90% sure. There's so many different guys in the mix. It's nuts.
Well, what makes it nuts around here, though, is that you've got the two teams in town
picking
two and three.
Right.
And they both, one of them obviously needs a quarterback, and the other one's fan base says, hey, go find the future quarterback. It's like this connection, this spider web connection between the Jets and the Giants, which can create discussions for the next decade because no matter what the Giants do, let's say they take Saquon Barkley, if the Jets pick a quarterback at three and that guy becomes the franchise quarterback, Giant fans, no matter how good Barkley's going to be,
they're going to be mad.
They're going to be mad.
Sure, of course they are.
How did you pass on this guy?
Right, right.
Oh, that's going to be a fun storyline to follow. And how about the fact that there's at least a chance all four teams in the AFC East take quarterbacks in the first round?
Yeah, that's true.
So you've got Buffalo, Miami, and potentially New England that could be trying to trade up and get in front of the other one to get the one that they want. So that's why there's a million storylines in this thing.
Crazy. Crazy stuff, Daniel. No doubt about it.
Fun, Daniel.
Can't wait. It's finally just about here. Thank God.
And great stuff covering it. You've done a great job with the podcast, with the NFL Network. You do an excellent job.
Daniel, we appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you guys. Look forward to this one every year.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man.
Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at MoveTheSticks. And NFL Network will provide live coverage of the 2018 NFL Draft from Dallas Thursday through Saturday. We mentioned this earlier. Fox will air NFL Network's coverage of rounds 1-3.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.